Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with physical therapist with Washington County Hospitals and Clinics Rehabilitation Services, Chad Morris, about his Senior Health and Fitness Fall Prevention Lunch and Learn seminar that he is having this Thursday at 12 p.m. at Washington County Hospital and Clinics.
For senior citizens, how common are falls for them?
Falls among senior citizens are really common. Honestly, falling in the senior or elderly population there is an epidemic. At my lunch and learn there next week when I do that, I'm planning on quoting some statistics, and they're really just pretty alarming how severe and how frequent the falls are. One of the statistics is that actually more than a third of adults over 65 will fall each year, which is quite alarming. Back in 2014, and I'm sure the numbers have increased since then, but actually more than 2.8 million seniors were treated in the emergency department or in emergency departments for fall-related injuries, with over 800 of those being hospitalized. And then kind of the scariest statistic I saw of any of them when I was really doing my research for my presentation was that according to the Center for Disease Control, actually every 19 minutes, one older adult dies from a fall-related injury. So they're really common. I would say anything we can do to minimize that fall risk is just really important.
What are the common causes for falls?
So my presentation, I plan on kind of breaking up falls into two different categories. And really what we see is, you know, environmental factors leading to falls, you know, things like poor lighting, slippery floors, obstacles on the floor, those sort of things. And then physical factors, different medications, you know, having maybe some balance-related side effects or different diseases like diabetes where people end up with numbness in their feet and increase their fall risk. So, there's environmental factors and the physical factors, and really there's things you can do for both of those that will help.
What are your tips for preventing falls around the house or in public?
So at my Lunch and Learn, I'm planning on talking about just some different tips and tricks that people can use to prevent falls both in the home and in the public. And really two of the most important things that I really talk about with my patients here at the hospital quite often is lighting being one, just making sure you can see where you're going, and then clutter. Really when I think about the patients I have in here who are coming to me for falls, it's amazing how often it was lighting related or somehow clutter related. You know, as far as clutter is concerned, throw rugs are always a big no-no. Sometimes hard to get people to get rid of those, but they're very easy to trip over. You need to make sure you have nice wide pathways in your home so things aren't narrow and then there isn't things to bump into or trip over. Pets, I'm a big dog guy and I hate to talk about pets. Like they can be a hazard, but I mean, pets are their toys. I mean, you kind of got to make sure you can get around them. And then as far as lighting is concerned, I mean, making sure that there's night lights in a home is very important. And then making sure you turn on lights when you go in a room. You know, even in your own home, it's very tempting, you know, to just sneak in, you know, do something quick and sneak out without turning on that light. And it's amazing how you can trip on something when you can't see it. So those are kind of some of the big things that I always talk with my patients about.
What are the typical effects of falls as far as injury to senior citizens?
So honestly, very unfortunately, falls can be devastating. You know, very commonly we see people with fall-related fracture. We also see, you know, fall-related sprains and strains, those sorts of things. You know, but very honestly, you know, a fall unfortunately can lead to serious enough injury where we're even talking, you know, about death. And the trouble is with falls, a lot of times, you know, patients have had multiple falls and they've gotten away with it. You know, I fell and maybe I got this scratch, or I fell and I've got this bruise now. And people don't really tend to take that seriously. Unfortunately, the more you fall, sooner or later your luck is going to wear out and probably end up with some serious injury. So,
with winter approaching soon, what precautions should seniors take to avoid falls or other weather-related injuries?
So the biggest piece of advice I would really offer is to be patient and for people to stay home until roads can be cleared or sidewalks can be cleared. You know, oftentimes, you know, any of us, we're in a hurry to get someplace and we've just got to rush out. And unfortunately, you know, not just seniors are at risk for, you know, falling when it comes to ice and snow. Any of us can have a mishap when it comes to ice and snow. And just being patient, making sure sidewalks are cleared, the roads are cleared. And then if you do have to go out in the snow or the ice, the biggest thing I can say is to take your time. Do not try to hurry over the snow or ice. That's just kind of a recipe for disaster.
To wrap things up, what will be the main focus of your presentation this Thursday?
My main focus of this presentation is really very much like we've been talking about today. I just plan to talk to people about some of the different things that can cause falls, some of the fall-related statistics, because some of those are really interesting and really sad. And then, you know, talk about the things that cause the falls and then just the things we can do to decrease the fall risk.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with physical therapist from Washington County Hospitals and Clinics Rehabilitation Services, Chad Morris. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.